Naam Amarvo. I want to give a small conclusion because for the past couple of years I have not been doing it, but this year I am compelled and impelled by the Spirit of God to say something. Usually the seven words are spoken so beautifully by the speakers. What I am going to do is seven words before the cross. I want to compare that with seven words after the cross. Exactly spoken by the same Jesus. Yesamis Silivile Murinde and the Yeru Vartegle. Yesamis Silivile in the wheat and the Peregupes, the Yeru Varteglo to Kuda, and Opitipes and Mudia. Then turn your Bibles to John chapter 20. Yovan is a dispensation, Yerudama the Yetan with Gulus Surukamake. First, what is the first word Jesus spoke after the cross, after the resurrection? What is the word that came out of Jesus' mouth after the resurrection? Right? He asked Mary Magdalene, why are you weeping? That's going to be our Easter theme anyway. Why are you weeping? And you quote the first word, Pidavayurulukku. Manium. Now let's make a kind of honest comparison, rather a logical and a theological comparison. In the old, only John talks about the whole thing happening in a garden. Mind that. No other gospel writer talks about a garden where Jesus was buried. Yes, Sami Bail Panyada on the garden is sort of the Yovan Matrame Sulugra, Matas Fusil, the Solavile. And now Yovan not a garden soldier, then we have to implore. Dig deep into it. Old Testament la Mala pointed to Mara, third chapter, there is another garden, Garden of Eden. So what happened there was, and comparing that to Mary's weeping, there are two ladies here, right? According to Paul, don't blame me because I'm quoting Paul to safeguard myself. Modalav is 3A Miridal Gutpetti Pavan Sidan Potra. Then that's a different debatable topic, let's leave it. But basically, just for the sake of argument, there is a lady here who brought sin into this world. There is a lady here weeping. And Jesus is saying, why are you weeping? Because, modal lady inala vandha paavathukku, theviyana parigaramaga parisudha, ennadhu, mannippainaan, modal vaarthile solta, enna solradhu, pidavayirulukku, mani. So, Mary, why are you weeping now? It's all done deal, right? Because the first lady brought sin into this world on the cross of Calvary before the cross, that is, before the resurrection, I have already forgiven the whole humanity. Then why are you weeping? Is that the first word? What is the second word? What is the second word? What are you asking? What are you asking? What are you asking? என்ன தொடரேவா சரியா போச்சு யார் சொல்றது ஏழு வார்த்தை பேசுறவங்களுக்கு வார்த்தை தகர என்னை தொடரேவா நான் கேக்குறது செகண்ட் வேர்டு என்னன்னு கேட்டேன் செகண்ட் வேர்ட்ல நோ நோ நீ என்ன கூட பரதேசில இருப்பாய் ரைட் செகண்ட் வேர்டு பேசுறவங்களுக்கும் தெரியல செகண்ட் வேர்டு அவர் பேர சார்ஜ் தமிழ் தெரியுது அதனால என்ன முடிச்சிருக்கிறார் செகண்ட் வேர்டு இஸ் என்னது இன்னைக்கு என்ன கூட பரதேசில இருப்பாய் வாட் இஸ் தி செகண்ட் வேர்ட் ஜீசஸ் அட்டட் ஆஃப்டர் தி ரெசரக்ஷன் Mary, he said. You know the word Mary, what is the Hebrew form of Mary? Miriam, right? The word Miriam, you know, when does it come first in the Bible? No. Moses, when does it first come in here? What did Miriam role in the Old Testament? She was a seer, right? After the Red Sea crossing, she was joining the entire team of dancing and singing. She joined the fun. If you read the 15th chapter of Exodus, you'll see that. She was a dancer, she was a singer. In other words, after the Great Sea, that is, in other words, after the cross, she was singing. Jesus called her by name, Mary. That's a very interesting word, but we'll dig deep into it on Easter day. So essentially what I'm saying, second word is, he pointed out that particular saying, the particular promise was given to one particular thief, right? In other words, here, one particular lady is identified. Jesus is a God for the individuals. He knows you by your name and he knows you by your nature. He knew what kind of person you are. And the thief was, as Charles has pointed out, he knew what Mary's needs are at this point. What kind of Mary was he? Yeru pisasi puttindan potruk, right? She was under a different management before God set her free. Same way, this man was under different management, under sin, the thief. And Jesus is saying, Mary, put in the implication now. Now I know you personally. You are going to give me a different position altogether. I am going to make you a missionary, right? Just imagine a lady who was fit for nothing turned into a missionary overnight. Same thing happened to the thief. He was just a criminal until Jesus met him on the cross. Then after that, he became a man for what? On the way to heaven. Complete transformation of the position. The second word. What is the third word? Third word, first now, solve. Third word, kaanenge. Missing. Sriye, enge irukiraan kekkanum poradhu. Swami Dasankala. So, what is the third word? Three other one magan, right. What is the third word Jesus spoke after the cross? 17th verse. Enen thodade, naanu ipidavanathu pogavillai. என் சகோதரத்திலே நீ போய் நான் என் பிதாவினத்திற்கு உங்களை பிதாவினத்திற்கும் என் தேவனிடத்துக்கு உங்கள் தேவனிடத்துக்கு ஏறி போக. You want them to go to my brothers. Just imagine, first time in the entire New Testament, Jesus is addressed the disciples as my brothers. அது வரைக்கும் மை பிரதர் என்ற யூஸ் பண்ணல, தெரியுமா உங்களுக்கு? என் சிநேகிதர்னு சொன்னாரு, என்னுடைய சீஷர்கள் பிள்ளைகளேன்னு சொன்னாரு. First time after the resurrection, Jesus is using the term my brothers. அந்த அளவுக்கு நெருக்கமான ஒரு யாருக்கிட்ட சொல்றாரு? மேரி கிட்ட, ரைட். மேரியும் பிரதர்ஸோட கூட ஒரே உறவுக்குள்ளே இணைக்கிற கடவுள். சாண்டியஸ் ரைட்லி பாயிண்ட் வாட் ஜீசஸ் வாஸ் டூயிங் தேர்ட் வெர்ஸ்ல இஸ் புட்டிங் அ பிரதர் அண்ட் இஸ் மதர் இன் டு ஒன் ஃபேமிலி. தட் இஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி வாட் ஜீசஸ் டூயிங் ஆஃப்டர் த ரிசரக்ஷன் ஆல்சோ. So before there is a cross and after the cross, see that Jesus' strength is the same. What is the fourth verse? In devane, in devane. Appo fourth verse enna pesuraaru? 19th nu vaasinga. Varathin mudhal naal, very good. God said, let there be peace. Now, you know the fourth verse is a very complex word, as you all know it. India lella fourth verse pesuraa yaarum eduthuk maatanga. அது பாஸ்டர் நீங்களே பேசுங்க. ஏன்னா அது ஒன்றும் மோசமாக பயங்கரமான வேர்டு. அது ஃபோர்த் வேர்ட் காட் எலி எலி லாமா சபக்தானி, என் தேவனே என் தேவனே ஏன் என்ன. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம் ஜீசஸ் எவர் ஆஸ்க் தி வேர்ட் கோஸ்டின் ஒய், தெரியுமா உங்களுக்கு? ஏசாமதுக்கு முன்னால் எந்த இடத்துலையுமே ஒய் என்ற வேர்டை யூஸ் பண்ணல. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம் ஆன் த கிராஸ் இன் த ஃபோர்த் வேர்ஸ் ஜீசஸ் வாஸ் யூசிங் தி வேர்ட் ஒய். And very often, நம்மளுக்கு வந்து அது ஒய் இல்லாத வாழ்க்கை கிடையாது, ரைட்? எது நடந்தாலும் ஒய், என்ன ஆண்டு வரை அப்படிப்பட்டு ஏன் இப்படி வேலை கொடுக்கல, என்னத்துக்கு இந்த பிரச்சனை? Jesus never has the word why until he get to the cross. That too, after he was disowned by the Father because of the sin that he was bearing upon himself. Now, what does it imply here? Fourth word, இங்க என்னது? உங்கள் ஆண்டவர் உள்ள வந்து என்ன சொல்றாரு? How do you connect this to? Jesus lost his peace with the Father. Just restore your peace with the Father. Yesappa, devanodu kondirundha samadhanathai ilundhu ungalum namai samadhanathukulle kondu varuvadharkaga avar samadhanathai iltharam. That is what eli eli sabakthane is all about, right? So what is the fifth word? Tamar. So adutha Yesam enna sonnar? 21st vaasi 21st vaasinga. Yesu marubadi avale nokki அப்புறம் தொடர்ந்து வாசிங்க. நான் தாகமா இருக்கேன், கொஞ்சம் தண்ணி குடிச்சிடறேன், ரைட். அடுத்தது தாகமா இருக்கிற ஐயா பேசினாங்க. The world is thirsting for God. As Ecclesiastics 3:11 in the Masikha, God has put eternity in our hearts. Either you believe in God or not, either you make a confession in the existence of God or not, the fact remains, there is eternity in each one's heart. As Blaise Pascal has rightly said, Billy Graham has rightly said, we all have a God-shaped blank in each one's heart. Only God can fill that blank. So, in the morning, what is the Masikha? There is thirst in people's hearts. To know God. which is the right God. That kind of thirst. God is saying, Jesus is saying, I'm going to send you into this world. For what? To quench the thirst of the people. இந்த உலகம் வந்து தாகத்திலே அழிந்து கொண்டிருக்கிறது. இந்திய நாட்டிலே ஏராளமான மக்கள் தாகத்தோடு கூட எங்கெங்கயோ போய் தேடுறாங்க. எங்கது எங்க தாக தீனுமா? தண்ணியில போய் முடுவுறான், கங்கையில போய் முடுவுறான், என்னென்னோ செய்யறாங்க. என்னத்துக்குன்னா God is saying, Jesus is saying, now I'm going to send you into this world, right? I thirst, I have the thirst because I have a thirst to quench their thirst. அவருடைய தாகத்தை தீர்ப்பதற்கு எனக்கு தாகமா இருக்கு. என்ன பண்றேன்னா, I'm going to send you guys into this world. You've got to quench the thirst of the people. That's the fifth word. So, the sixth word? It is finished. Diana's word, right? So, what is the Diana, last word Jesus spoke? 27th verse. தோமாவை நோக்கி, உன் விரலை நீட்டி என் கைகளை பார், உன் கைகளை நீட்டி விழாவிலே போடு, அவிசுவாசவர்மன். Right. This is the seventh, sixth word Jesus is speaking after the resurrection. What does it mean? It is finished, is the sixth word. Jesus is showing his body to whom? Doubting Thomas, we call him. But I strongly defend he is not a doubting Thomas. Then he comes in here, puts his hand into the sides, and then he begins to believe. What is saying here? It is finished. What is finished? Thomas, all your doubts will have to come to an end. Where? Not in a philosophy. Not in my words. Not in any kind of human theologies or human philosophies or human ingenuity. It all ends in me. In me, right? You feel me, you touch me, you get to know me. This is where everything finishes. Only in me, all your doubts should come to an end. Only in me, the whole human philosophy, the whole human theology comes to an end. Only with me, right? I am the ultimate for your faith. I am the focal point of your faith. I am the be-all and the end-all of all your faiths. விசுவாசத்துக்கு முழுமையான மூல காரணம் இங்கதான். I am the source. அதனால, when you touch me, when you get to know me, it is all comes to an end here. இதுக்கு மேல ஒரு டவுட் இருக்க அவசியம் இல்லை, ரைட்? The sixth word, what is seventh word? Seventh word, another. Into your hands, I commit my spirit. Now, what is the last word Jesus spoke here in the 20th chapter? All in the 20th chapter. Verse 29, Thomave, Kandadinali Viswasatha, Kanadar Viswasavil, Bhakyavangal. The last word was Jesus committed his entirety into the Father's hand, right? And he knew the mission for which he came into this world has come to an end. Yes, I am the Uretre and the Nokum, Mudi Varendudi in the Muritavarake, he gave his life to the Father. In other words, Lord, you gave me my life for a particular purpose. I have fulfilled that purpose. So for each one of us, God has given your life, is your life for a purpose. Until you finish the purpose, your life is not going to go away from you, right? This is exactly what Jesus did. Now, how do you connect this with this? Jesus, Kandum Viswasargal, Kanadu Viswasargal, Bhakyavangal, right? In other words, he's saying, but because Jesus, from the entirety, from beginning to end, he started with the Father, he ran the race with the Father, he ended with the Father. Appa odu thoongi, appa odu koodiye odinar, appa odu koodiye vaazhkai mudithadhala, enna aayipuchuna, neengal naanu baakiyavargalaga maaranum. Avar kaanadapadike naam viswasikkirom. That is how God said, because I accomplished everything and gave my life to the Father, the whole world, that you and me are the baakiyavargal, enna paakadhe viswasikkirom. Thoma paathu viswasithaan, now future tense la yes I'm use pandra. Greek la vandu it's in the future tense. All the future people who do not see you, if they put the trust in you, they'll be all blessed people. And we are the blessed. In order to make us blessed, the seventh word was, Lord, in totality, I commit my life to you. This is the seven words before the cross, seven words after the resurrection, all the 28th chapter. Chompadla. பரிசுத்தமுள்ளாண்டவரே, இந்த ஆசீர்வாதமான வேலைக்காக நாங்கள் ஜெபிக்கிறோம். ஆம் ஆண்டவரே, சிலுவையில் எங்களுக்காக நீர் ஏழு வார்த்தையை சொன்னீர். அந்த அர்த்தமானது இன்னும் எங்கள் வாழ்க்கையில எதிரொலித்துக் கொண்டிருக்கிறபடினால நமக்கு ஸ்தோத்திரம். இந்த நாள் செய்தியை பகிர்ந்து கொண்ட ஒவ்வொருவரையும் நீங்க ஆசீர்வதிங்க. தொடர்ந்து ஆண்டவரே, உங்களுடைய உயிர்த்ததை நாங்கள் எதிர்நோக்கி காத்திருக்கிறோம். எங்களா இயேசாமி, சிலுவையிலே மறித்து மறித்தவராய் போகவில்லை சாமி. மூன்றாம் நாளே ஜெயத்தின் கர்த்தராக எழுந்தீர். அந்த ஜெய நாளை கொண்டாட எங்களை தொடர்ந்து தகுதிப்படுத்தும் இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் மூலம் பிதாவே.